Blog Talk Radio.
Play in the building. Your boy Pretty Tone coming through, you know what I mean? Me and the usual suspects, you know, we all here for the lineup. Your boy KD. Matter of fact, let me address him correctly. CEO, World Movement Records, you know. Mr. K. Diddy Esquire in the building.
Yay! Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everybody.
And of course, the lovely Lady Joy is here as always.
In the house, baby.
You know, we're all blessed to still be alive. It's another Sunday. We're still trying to do our thing. We come through
right
here at 2:30, and we represent, you know, this week's show is called Redefining What It Means to Be Down. You know, everybody always hollering, they down with you. You're with somebody, they down with you. Your homeboy is down with you. Everybody down with you. But what exactly does that really blasted mean? Becomes the question.
Well, you know what, Tony? A lot of people can say they down with you, but then when it comes down to being down with you, some folks come up with some excuses. I got to do this here right now. But you know I'm down with you next week and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got you next week, but right now I got to do this her. You know how we do it.
How down is down.
Exactly.
And are they bringing you down becomes the question by bringing being down.
Okay. Are they bringing you down to the down?
Because earlier, K. Diddy, you know, and I were having a conversation, and he was talking about, you know, your homeboys. We're not going to start off with relationships this week. We're going to talk about the homeboy, homegirl syndrome and somebody down with you. And K. Diddy, you remember the story he was telling me about, you know, the brother taking a government vacation and his homeboy being down with his family. Go on, lay it out there, brother.
Oh, it's how people be down with you, you know what I'm saying? And in that moment of weakness of them being down with you, they really seize an opportunity.
Hmm.
You know.
Right.
You know,
I'm down with you right now, but give me a minute.
I was telling Tony about this story of this guy that had some unfortunate incidents in his life while he was out there in the street grinding the hustle for his fam. And he got caught up, and he ended up having to go, you know, do some service for the government. In the midst of all them, you know, all the grief and the sorrow for his little vacation, you know, the homeboy was going to the house, you know, helping the wife out, being sympathetic, being that soft shoulder of the crowd, and. Before you know it, baby was crying on his shoulder a little bit too much, and vice versa. Before you know it, there they go. So that's a part of how down are you. Well, you really down now because now you playing stepdaddy, and now you banging my woman. So, I mean, you real down with me, ain't you?
Go in with the story.
You all up in the family now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So how down is down? Are there any rules to this? Are there any boundaries?
Hey, he kind of, you know, when K. Diddy first told me the story, and my response to him was like, you know, even though we're on the phone talking about this today, this is being played out somewhere right now a couple times, a thousand times over. You know what I mean? And he kind of went more in depth because, you know, Kate, I don't know why he gave y'all the politically correct version. His version was that she was crying and, you know, dude was over there comforting her. Then her nose went up from his arm, from his shoulders to his neck, then to his nose. And next thing you know, she's pregnant.
Okay.
Well, I just said
he's pregnant by the neck, right?
Didn't I say he was taking care of his family? I mean, he was all in the family now.
All right.
He banging his buddy's wife. You know what I'm saying? He's feeding his buddy's kids. You know. But when his buddy was saying, "Are you down with me?" He said, "Yeah, I'm down with you." But he didn't mean to be down that down.
down to the ground.
I don't think he meant for him to be that damn down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow. So that's the question. We're trying to, you know, redefine what it means to be down, man.
Yeah,
I ask that question all
the
time. There you go. Because sometimes people down with you, and you're right, they bring you down to the ground by being down. You know what I mean? You're in your bed asleep.
Oh, yeah, I'm there, baby. I've been there, done that. You know, been there, done that with people. Say, oh, I'm down with you. And, yeah, you down with me. You down to get what I got to satisfy you. Okay? You're not down with me to help a sister out. You down to help your damn self out. Bruh, sister, you know, whatever. No, And that's just wrong right there, you know. And it comes a time in your life when you got to realize who's with you and who's not, and weed out the people that are not with you, because they're only there to hurt you and take from what you got because they don't have. And that's a sad situation. You know, it still comes back to that same crab in a bucket mentality where our people, you know, we're like, okay, I'm making it to the top. No, you ain't. I'm bringing your monkey ass down here because I ain't got up there. You know, and that's really jacked up, you know, because, yeah, there's some people that make it to the top and forget where they come from, but there's also the ones that make it to the top and don't forget where they come from and try to bring the rest of us up. And it's really sad because sometimes you might not be able to differentiate who is and who isn't. But that's up to you, and that's up to how you feel in your heart. You know? And I'm...
Amen. Amen, sister.
Right. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I've been blessed with a lot of things. And as far as I'm concerned, you got to share the wealth, because if you keep it, it's not going to go anywhere, and you're not going to grow as a person, you know, because you're keeping that shit to yourself, you're being selfish, and where is it going to go? It's not going to go anywhere because you're not sharing the wealth. You're like, okay, I want to keep this to myself. Okay, keep it to yourself. And you're not going to grow with it. Nobody else is going to be able to prosper, and that's wrong, you know. That's wrong. God put us here on earth. He blessed us with certain things, and it's like paying it forward, you know? Because if you don't treasure what you got and be able to pass it forward, you're not going to grow, and the next person is not going to grow. And I feel myself, that's what is wrong with a lot of our people, because we don't want to share. And that goes way back to slavery times. It goes way back to a lot of different times about, you know, what different people have experienced and stuff like that. And it's like, well, I got mine, you get yours. No, it's not about that. I got mine, I'm going to give you yours if I can. You know, I want to share with you. It's about sharing what you keep it, it'll stifle, and it won't go anywhere, and it'll die. You heard me. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Amen. Asia Productions in the chat room said, well, obviously wifey wasn't down for her man. She was down for his friend. The key is to know who you are. Ain't that right,
mm-hmm.
Asia Productions? Because she
right.
Damn sure wasn't down for dude if she knocked up by the homeboy who was supposed to be looking out for her. Woo! I wonder how you can explain that one to dude. That's stress right there.
Y'all
must be planning on moving or something. For real.
Explain that one. Lucy, I'm home.
But we're going to take a quick musical break. We're going
to
take a quick little musical break and we'll be right back, y'all.
Here we are. Yeah. This one right here is for the people. the smartest dummies. Can't read the language of Egyptian mummies. On a flag or a moon. And can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth. Cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo. Cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media villages. On TV, the picture is. Savages in the villages. And the scientists, they can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids. Stereotyping the image of the images. And this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on front. All of a sudden, you are there in Indiana town. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like a at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them feet can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that lives in my soul and I will forever own, Lord. Yeah. Savali, patience. What the old folks told me. Can you give a that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. It gets no realer. We born not knowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser. Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat. If you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round. If the shape changed again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. God has teaching universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds? You don't know how they're gonna react. Scared of wrongdoers. People that just ignorant. They're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve in candy. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. Superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I feel this. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10, 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali. Patience. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Can I play? You know, we try to. Can I play a play? We try to invoke thought, man. Nas, Damian, Marley. Trying to spread that knowledge, you know what I mean? We trying to join the movement. And I jumped onto the movement to where they say if you want a secret not to be discovered by a brother, put it in a book. But to my brothers who are going to listen to the archives or listen to me over the internet, please, seek knowledge. That's what today's show is all about, you know, redefining what it means to be down. Redefining, a lot of us, we grew up in the hood, and everybody in the hood is quick to holler about being down. You know, you got to be down. Your girlfriend or your boyfriend talking about you got to be down. But what exactly is down if you're dragging me down?
You know?
You understand what I'm saying? How much of myself do I got to give up to be down? How much of my freedom do I got to lose to be down? And then when I'm down, like my man K. Diddy so eloquently said earlier, you're around at my house trying to get to know my baby mama, and I ain't heard from you as the weeks turn into months, and the months turn into years, not a letter, not a phone call, not a visit, but all of us hollering out about being down. So what exactly the hell is down? We down in the good times and money flowing, but as soon as the, you know what I mean, the board, alphabet boys show up, everybody's every man for himself, but, you know, two nights ago, we was all hard and down.
And down as shit.
You know what I mean? When we were in this relationship and I could buy you purses and I could take care of you, but things done got a little rough, but suddenly we ain't down, but we was down before. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
or
right.
Or suddenly, when a young lady was kind enough to show you love and look out for you and was down for you, but you didn't appreciate it. You kept dogging her out. You kept cheating. You kept treating her wrong, but you talking about she ain't down no more. How much down do she need to be down when you done ruined her damn credit, messed up her car, got her evicted?
Okay. That's not being down. That's being selfish. That's being a selfish bastard. If it's female or male, it's being selfish.
Sun752 in the chat room. Hey, you got to hear this one. Sun752 in the chat room, you are a fool. He said a lot of niggas is down until the court date comes.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we down, baby. Oh, court date next week? I'll talk to you after that. Yeah.
1752, you are a fool for that one. And that's what we're questioning today, man. How much down is down? How much of myself do I got to lose to be down?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? What is down? And you see, these are the things I want to invoke this thought. I'm just like a voice in the wind. We are just like a voice in the wind right now. But I want to invoke this thought because I'm a street cat. You know what I mean? Even though K. Diddy over there always trying to act all high for Diddy and eloquent
and
well spoken
and stuff like that, and we know better.
He found the streets too, but he done polished himself up. Shout out to, you know, World Movement Records. But we asking, how much down do I got to be down, and how much time and freedom I got to lose to be down? How many times I got to get shot or stabbed? How many of our homeboys been in their house minding their business? A phone call comes, you talking about, yeah, let's roll, dog. And you jump up out of the bed, left your family behind because you got to be down. Then, you know, within 48 hours, your whole life has changed. You done caught a friggin' 187 case.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
You down.
Right. So where your down family at right there? You know, where they at for you? Okay,
leaving our sons and daughters behind.
You got a baby mama and babies there and stuff like that, and you all cut up and stuff, and, oh, yeah, we down, bruh. And then they turn coat on you. Where are you at then? What's up with that?
You know what I mean? And a lot of you, Johnny, a lot of you, Johnny, come lately, you know, ain't learned a lesson about the eye candy, you know what I mean? Homegirl been down for me from you were trying to come up in the ghetto. And she done rolled at you through everything, every court date she did. When you caught your first case, she was there. Your second case, she was there. But now that things done smoothed out a little bit, you know what I mean? Suddenly you got eye candy in your arm, but she ain't good enough no more. What the hell? Fool, you ain't learned from all the lessons that have been taught. That freaking eye candy's only around because she a Johnny come lately.
You heard me?
You know what I mean? Even going back to some simple stuff, your homeboy, your homegirl, or your brother and your sister, when they broke down on the freeway, you get up at 3 in the morning to go get them. Then you wake back up at 7 in the morning to go to the impound lot to help them get the car. One day you call and ask them for $10 for gas, and they don't tell you they only got $10, and they're going to go use it to buy a dime bag.
Wow.
You don't think you insulted me?
That's not good.
Son 752 said, when you need some help moving your furniture, then you find out who was really down.
Oh, yeah, bro, I got to move up out of here, so I'm going to need some help. Who are you at? My back is bad, okay? I can't do that this week.
That's what we're rolling. You know what I mean? I'm all about testing and everything. That's why I just played that Nas and Damian Marley song, man. Because despite our flaws, you know what I mean, saints can be sinners and sinners can be saints. And, you know, this is my little contribution towards the brothers. They recorded that album and tried to teach some knowledge, but a lot of y'all, you know what I mean, that just went right over y'all head, man.
Yep, they ain't getting
support
it.
Support brothers out here trying to do their thing. You know what I mean? Support independent labels that are trying to put young brothers on.
Right.
Support knowledge. You figured that, me? Support local artists as they do those showcases and stuff. You know what I mean? We all got to do our part, man. That's what it takes to be down, trying to do something positive. They go the first part of the equation. Doing something positive is what it takes to be down.
You read about that, Tony. So what are our tweeters or some of our other call-ins saying about that?
Well, they're welcome to join in. 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. Let me see what's cracking in the chat room, and I haven't hit our Twitter folks up here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Sun 7752, you wrong. I'm going to say it. It's hilarious what you just said. He says, that's why I employ crackheads. They down for whatever. You wrong.
Yeah, dude, come on, get real with this, you know. Okay, a crackhead is turning your ass at any moment that they think that they can get something, that they can smoke and shit. So you were with the crackheads, that means your monkey ass is a crackhead. What? You're making yourself sound really dumb right there, dude. Yeah, I said it. What? Bring it back. What?
Oh, my.
Yeah, I said it, you dumb ass. What?
I'm waiting on his response. I'm waiting on his response. But
yeah, me too. That's some stupid shit right there.
K. Diddy.
Yeah, you're awfully quiet over there. What's up with that, dude?
Are you there? Are you even on the show?
Yeah.
What's good, brother?
Okay. We're trying to hear from you. What?
On the show. I'm just listening to what y'all saying, basically.
Okay, well, you know, contribute like
you
always do. Yeah,
because
you always have something to say.
I always have something to say, but I always wait for the right times and the right things to say, you know what I'm saying?
Not always, bruh.
See, that's my point exactly. I know I can always count on one person to disagree.
And your point is what?
I could always count on you to disagree.
Okay, and?
Absolutely.
And I do.
Guest 2086, I see you on the internet. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you. You know what I mean? Anybody that's going to check the show out on the archives, all the folks online listening to us, glad to have you. Sun 752, you are a fool, but we're glad to have you on the show too. You know what I mean? But we're going to keep the show rolling right along. We're redefining what it means to be down, man. You got to question a lot of things, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You got to redefine and question a lot of things about relationships, about friendships, everything of that nature, you know what I mean? Even sometimes you got to question a lot of the things that with our kids. We're down with our kids, but are we really down for them? Are we enabling them? You see, and that's a question, you know, this can go so many different ways, man. Are you down for your children? Are you enabling them? That's another question you got to ask yourself.
Yep. Because, you know, we love our children and everything, and sometimes we fail to see, you know, what they're doing, you know, and not advancing themselves. And, you know, because women are nurturers, and we nurture our sons and our daughters. And when you're a single mother, it's hard to teach a man, a young man, how to be a man. And you got to do, you know, what it is you got to do. And some women are, and then there's the ones, you know, that are not. You know?
Absolutely, Ms. Joy LaShawn. Once again, can I play a player? Ms. LaShawn, where are
mother.
You? Joy?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, go right ahead.
I was a single mother for a long time, you know, and I raised a son and a daughter. And you know, my son missed his his father being in his life. His father wasn't about shit. I plead, you know, that temporary insanity when I was with him them few years and stuff, but you know, his father wasn't there for him, and I've played mom and dad for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for a woman to teach a man how to be a man, not knowing how to do that. There are some successes that women can do that, but then, you know, there's some that's not. And you got to accept, you know, what was dealt to you. You know, you dealt lemons, make some lemonade. And if you can't, you know, make lemon juice, you know, whatever it is that you got to do. And I feel for a lot of these mothers out here that have sons and can't do it the way that we want it to be done, but it is what it is. You know, you deal what you've been dealt, okay? And all you can do is pray. I have a son and a daughter, and I have a stepson, and I pray for all of them on a constant level, all the time. You know, I'm married now. My husband has been in my kids' life for most of their lives, but you know, for some, that biological thing, you know, between sons and their dads, it makes a difference. And you can't tell me it's not in the genes. No matter what you have, you know, if you have a guy that's been in your male son's life a long time, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes that biological thing is stronger than anything else. And if that's not working for them, they might take a turn to the left that you might not want them to take, but what can you do?
Hold on to that thought. Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. Don't you go nowhere.
From the decade that brought you The Chronic, America's Most Wanted, Illmatic, Fear of a Black Planet, Doggy Style, and more, comes the biggest two-day concert of this millennium, the Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour.
1, 2, 3, and 4, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the...
Come, relive the beats that put hip hop on the map. The mixes that dominated the decade. Hard-hitting, heart-pounding sound that claimed the 90s as its own.
I rock, rock, and stuck with my Afro-punk.
It's the 90s reunion concert tour taking the United States by storm. And blowing up a spot near you. The Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour. A Chicago Incorporated Records production in association with Worldwide TMA.
The pin. between love and hate. It's a thin line between love and hate. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm just getting in. Knock on the door,
knock, knock, knock.
A voice sweet and low says,
who is it?
She opens up the door and let me in. Never once do she say, where have you been? She says,
you hungry?
Are you hungry, honey?
Did you eat?
Yeah. Let me hang up your coat. The woman tells me, boy, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I don't give it a second thought.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Don't think you can keep breaking your woman's heart.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
And she'll sit back and enjoy it.
It's a thin line.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Love and hate, she gon' fool you one day.
The sweetest woman in the world could be the meanest woman in the world
if you make her that way.
You keep hurting her, she keep being quiet. She might be holding something inside that'll really, really hurt you one day. Bandage from feet to head. In a state of shock, just that much from being dead. I didn't think a woman would do something like this to me. I didn't think my girl had a nerve. Here I am. I guess action speaks louder than words. She won't ever get mad.
It's a thin line.
Yes, it is.
Between love and hate.
She's gonna fool you one day.
Welcome back to the show. Your boy Freddie Tony back in the building, you know what I mean? Can I play live every Sunday, 2:30. We come through here and represent. K. Diddy Esquire, Lady Joy, and myself. We come through, all the good folks in the chat room. We see you. Everybody that's going to come through and listen to the archives, today's show, Redefining What It Means to Be Down. Call in number 646-929-2870. Coming through, man. Earlier we got in depth about different scenarios regarding, you know, what this whole being down thing is about. Is it a negative or a positive thing? Because at some point in our lives, we all need somebody to be down. If we're in a relationship, we need each partner to be down so that we can make the damn thing work.
Exactly.
But a lot of times, the negative consequences of being down can damn near ruin your life.
Woo! You said it, bro.
We got to hold that in question. As a matter of fact, it's time for one of my shameless plug moments. One of the books, Playology. I write about it in Playology. I question a lot of things with this whole being down syndrome. You got to think about it, especially from the hood where we got the so-called G-code. I personally think the whole G-code needs to be thrown out the damn window because truth be told, ain't nobody living up to it. Even the person that's preaching it to you. You know what I mean? But I want to do a quick little, you know what I mean? Check out the website. It's growing each day. And, you know, the whole philosophical frame of mind that I'm trying to put out there for the good folks to tune into come through the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Sign up. Conversate with your boy, you know what I mean? Tap into the wealth of knowledge that a brother trying to spread to the rest of the world. We still here. Got a few minutes to go, you know what I mean? Hey, Diddy has
just been
really quiet today. I think he
over
there.
Yeah, I can't believe that. What's up with that? He's usually mouthing off and stuff and got a whole bunch of stuff to say. What up, Kay?
What's up, baby? You know, I'm just chilling, you know, just listening, you know what I'm saying? You know, because that question is still out there. How down is down? What level
yeah.
do you
Yeah. Well, I miss your mouth, baby. I miss your mouth because you always got something to say. You know how we do it. Me and you, we always in controversy about a little something-something.
Oh, hold on. We got a little feedback here. Age of production.
Okay.
Society has adopted the I'm down thing as a matter of fact disposition. The true meaning of helping out, not handing out one person, has been lost in the day to today's rat race of each person's life. Well, that could be true. That could be true. You know what I mean? Because I suppose, you know, being down means helping out. You're absolutely right. But when somebody's down at you, that should be, you know what I mean, like Johnny Gill said, that should be your fair weather friend.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
You heard that.
Excuse me. But in today's society, everything that has definitely been redefined, but a lot of times it has not been redefined for the right reasons. It's been redefined as a negative consequence because, you know, a lot of children, I got caught up between saying kids and children at the same time. Anyway, a lot of children out there growing up in single-parent households because of this terminology of being down.
Right. That's what I was
saying earlier, Tony.
That's what I was saying earlier, you know, about being down, you know, being a single parent, whether it's a mother or father, because there's some fathers out there that are raising kids on their own, too. It's not always about the moms, even though that might be the majority. We got to recognize there's some fathers out there that's raising kids on their own, too. And it's not easy at all, you know, because children require both parents. You know, they need that nurturing for that from the mother, and they need that fathering from the dad, you know.
And it's hard.
It's really hard. And, you know, God bless whoever is doing it. I've been there, and I've done that. And I can respect both sides.
Now I want to put this also out there for my brothers. Like I say, I hope you listen to what I'm saying. You know, when you get that phone call and you look around as you're walking out the doors, and you look back at your wife, girlfriend / baby mama, and your kids or whatever, before you go be down, think that might be the last day you see them. That might help you to stay home. For the ladies out there, you know, running with their homegirls in the streets. Talking about she got to be down with her homegirls and, you know, dropping her babies off at her mama house or whatever, or over at the daddy's house. We got to open our minds and think. Can't react all the time. You know what I mean? And this is a real deep subject matter because it especially affects the urban community quite deeply. This whole being down syndrome, you understand what I'm saying? It is a syndrome.
Ooh, you are so right, baby. You are so right. And a lot of times I had to get all up in your ass about this broad shit that you be talking. But right now, Tony, I have so much got your back on this. You and K. Diddy, although he's quiet and I can't believe that shit because usually he's mouthing off about something. But K. Diddy, I respect you right now like I always do. And Tony, I respect you too for what you're saying. Anybody got some positivity? Yeah, that's a new word, positivity. If you ain't heard it before, bring it. Okay? We make it up as we go along. So
that's what he
heard before.
Is all about.
if it's not something you heard before, believe what it is. It is what it is. Okay, we love each other.
Well,
we're all dysfunctional, and you know we bring the dysfunction to us because you know we can correct that to the best of our knowledge, what we've been blessed with.
That's where the whole thing with the terminology comes from, when you're saying that I'm down with you. You know, and that's in a positive note, that's saying I'm down with you with whatever your plight may be for support. But that does not mean if your ass is flat out broke, got a piece of cardboard for a mattress, a piece of newspaper for a blanket, I want to share that with you. So people need to keep
But don't they say a friend in need is a friend indeed?
Yeah, but you got a whole lot more friends in need than you got friends in need.
Indeed, okay.
Because I can go to any lower income area or any slum area, any downtown area, wherever any transits are, with a handful of money, and I'm gonna have a tremendous amount of friends. But I guarantee you, not one of them is going to know my last name, even if I tell it to them.
They might not even know your first name, okay?
You know, they're going to remember. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, some guy came up here and just was handing out money. And they may not even say that very nicely. They may
That's
say some crazy
saying.
Guy.
That's what I'm saying. They might not even remember your first name.
Some crazy guy came down here with a handful of money, and he was just passing money. So, yeah, I'm down with you, but people need to be clear. There are guidelines, there are rules, there are limitations, because I'm down with you, but I'm not finna drive over a cliff in a car with your ass. I'm going to jump the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to stop you. I'm going to try to stop you, true enough. I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to do everything in my power, humanly possible, to keep you from doing it. But
you
insist that you want to drive your ass over that cliff, Tony, just so you can give your woman some insurance money. I'm going to say, I love you, brother. I'm going to say, I love you, brother, but my ass is going to be crawling the hell out of that little narrow, skinny-ass back window.
Whatever.
You ain't going with me, homie? You ain't going with me,
Ted.
You ain't down with me.
I'm down with you, dog, but if one of my shoes happened to fall off in the back seat, I just got to get another pair.
Okay.
You know what? I'm really not feeling the homie love right now. I'm not feeling
love. I want you to understand this. I want you to understand this in its fullness. On your way to the bottom, to hit that bottom of that damn canyon, I want you to be saying to yourself all that little 2 seconds before you crash at the bottom, that man told me not to do this shit.
Okay.
He tried to tell my crazy ass not to do that shit. Because now I realize what he was saying. My woman's going to be with that other nigga over there and smiling at all the damn time.
Why you always got to be bringing that up, Ted Diddy?
And Uncle John, all of a sudden, I'm going to not call him Uncle anymore.
Oh, okay.
You foul, brother. You one of them foul brothers.
No, man. See, let me tell you how this is. Let's go back to the biblical days. In the biblical days, you know, they expected the closest person to the family, to that man, to assume responsibility for that man's wife and his family. You know, that was a given. You know, but nowadays, you know, people do the same shit except without the honor, morals, and integrity. You know what I'm saying? They do it on some backdoor scandalous shit. You know,
okay.
They've been doing it with some lustful shit all the time. You know, they've been checking out your woman or your man for the past 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So now this is an opportunity for them to do what they want to do all the time. Yeah, come cry on my shoulder, baby. You know I want to hit that. You know you wanted me to hit that. But now this is our excuse because we both crying because, you know, TT is locked up for about 10 years.
Hey, and here go the foul part. You ready? I told that fool not to do that, girl. I told that fool. How you just going to leave you like
that? I told
this,
him
you know?
Not to do that shit. You know, well, wasn't you out in the car with him in the front when he ran in? Yeah, but I told him not to do it.
Okay.
Well, when he ran out, where was you at? I thought he wasn't coming out, so I punched out.
Okay. Y'all are so wrong.
Y'all might hear us laughing, but we talking about some real issue out here.
Yeah, we are. Like we always do. I'm going to throw another.
I'm serious out there to all the wannabe players that don't understand that there's rules to everything in life.
I'm fine. I'm doing an online show right now. Give me a few minutes.
Oh, I ain't doing an online show right now. Give me a few minutes. And I never, ever play with myself.
Wait a minute. Did I miss something about you playing with yourself? I'm just asking. I had another call come in.
Oh, we heard all of that. Did I miss something about you playing with yourself?
What? I'm just asking.
No. We were just enjoying your other call with you. That's all.
No, you ain't heard none of that, so don't.
Oh, we heard all of it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Okay, and what was it about? What?
I'm doing an online show right now. I'm going to have to call you back.
And it was nothing about playing with yourself or none of that. What?
Yeah, okay.
So
anyway.
I want to throw another twist into it, because we always riding for the fellas. Ladies, I'm going to throw this one out to you. As your girlfriend who doesn't have a man, who's always encouraging you to cheat on your man, have you ever stopped to think she does?
But, Tony, even if she does,
go ahead.
That too. Even if she does, she still might be.
Even if she does. You're right. Even if she does have a man.
Don't be giving out no credit. Joy is trying to give out credit cards.
No, you cannot be giving out no credit cards, Joy.
I'm
not giving out nothing. I'm just saying the way it is, okay?
Maybe he didn't want her to cheat on him.
No, it's not even about that. It's not even about that. It's the way that it is. So, Kay Diddy, you always trying to start shit with me. And I try to, I try to agree with you, but I'm just saying the way it is. So shut the hell up and just let me finish what I got to say, okay?
But the way you say it is screwed up.
Why is it got to be screwed up? Because I don't agree with what you got to say. What?
That's my point exactly. Hold on,
Jack.
Whatever, dude. I'm just saying the way that it is,
No, you're saying what you think it is.
Okay, whatever. Because I know you're scared of me and all that shit, but.
What?
I'm scared of what? You got a problem with that? Bring it, bro, because I ain't scared of you or nobody on this site. What? And I always say that I ain't scared of none of y'all. What?
I'm going to express the thought.
Bring it, Tony.
The thought pattern is this. Ladies, be wary of the friend who may or may not have a man who's always encouraging you to go out and cheat on your man. Have you ever stopped for a moment to think there's some ulterior motive as to why she is just so dead set?
Exactly. And you know what? Look out for that, girlfriends, because they might be telling you that shit, but they might be having their eye on what you got. So,
absolutely, because they don't even want you to be with your man because they want you to be with them.
Exactly.
So they can
cut around you and get to what you got, okay? And I'm with
that.
I've been there and I've done that, and I ain't got a problem. I'm with my girls that are real, and I ain't with the girls that are faking shit. Like, okay, girlfriend, he messing around with you and on you and stuff like that. So you need to come hang out with us. I'll be back. While she's like, cutting them corners to get to what you got and stuff like that, I'm with that. I've been there, done that. So, I'm old enough to know, like, girlfriend, you ain't doing nothing new. You heard me?
Yes, I'm.
And I love my girlfriends, and I love what they're doing, and I love to empower women 24/7. But if you ain't coming correct and you ain't doing it right, you gonna hear from me.
You're gonna hear from
Mama Diva, right? And I ain't got a problem with it. You don't like it? Well, step.
They say time
flies
when
you're having fun. And if you like what I'm saying, let me know.
Absolutely. Time flies when you're having fun, they say.
Especially.
I don't know how much fun we've had because we're on here trying to discuss some real topics about some real things about the everyday aspects of life. So first and foremost, I normally...
Some of us is drinking sham pickle.
Okay, bro.
Hey, Diddy, I always do you last, so let me make sure you're first this time, brother, because you're normally and by no means the least. Tell the good folks about yourself, kid, and where they can holler at you.
Oh, they can always catch me at worldmovement.com. That's Lamont at World Movement. And I want to put out there that World Movement will be hosting the world-renowned International Player Ball coming up in August.
Oh, can't wait. I'm so excited.
Everybody, you know, everybody going to be here. So y'all pay attention. Check out our websites. Check out our
I'm so excited and so.
Check us out, period, all right? That's who that is, World Movement, they mm-hmm. name.
And Lady Joy, of course, throw it out there to Facebook and email.
Right. Well, you can catch me on power88lv.com on Saturdays from 3 to 6. Okay, and you can also catch me on Facebook at Joy LaShawn, L-A, Joy, J-O-Y, L-A-S-H-A-W-N on Facebook. And I love Facebook because I've come across people I haven't talked to in years and love to connect and connect with me. I love my Facebook family, okay? And also join us every Sunday right here on Blog Talk Radio, Can a Player Play, 2:30 to 4:30, you know, and we got it for you. We ain't scared of none of y'all, at least I ain't.
Oh, I just want to let me say one more thing. We're going to be also taping the Shaquita Winfrey reality show out here. The World Move is going to be doing that. So, you know, y'all pay attention, listen to the show. We're going to let y'all know we can come out to be in the live taping so you can see all your favorite people. You know, myself, Pretty Tony, Joy LaShawn, and Miss Shaquita Winfrey doing the other Winfrey reality show here right here in Vegas with World Movement, baby.
There you all go, you know what I mean? Thanks to everybody. Asia Productions, I see you. Guest 2086 Sun 752. All the folks online that's listening to us, you know what I mean? You check the archives out, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Come holler at your board. As always, www.worldmovement.com. Grab a copy of the book. Playerology, Player Step Your Game Up, or the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? And like my man Bobby Brown says, it's the best way I can leave y'all. For real. Check it out.